USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chinese state media, The People's Daily, is claiming all available evidence suggests that the coronavirus came to the communist country in imported frozen food. The People's Daily, on their Facebook page, says Wuhan was where the coronavirus was first detected, but it was not where it originated. In the National Football League, the Pittsburgh Steelers were supposed to host the Baltimore Ravens on Thanksgiving night. More bad news.
The Baltimore Ravens were supposed to play a primetime game on Thanksgiving night against their division rivals, the Pittsburgh Steelers. That game has instead been moved for now to Sunday afternoon and looks even more likely to be postponed or canceled. Another four Ravens players tested positive Thursday for coronavirus, and the team has closed its facilities until at least Monday. One of the players who reportedly tested positive is reigning NFL MVP quarterback Lamar Jackson. If the game against the Steelers is played Sunday, Jackson won't be under center, leaving Robert Griffin III to start for the first time since Week 17 of last season. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Trump has exposed the big media. Phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you can now watch Newsmax TV. President Trump is tweeting about Newsmax all the time. Millions are tuning in, and Newsmax is breaking records. Watch Newsmax TV every night for Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Chris Salcedo, and more. Plus, get the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, and Mike Huckabee. President Trump says he watches Newsmax and likes it. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. Also get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Download the free Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android and watch us anytime, anywhere. Newsmax is real news for real people.
As Democrats call for unity and togetherness, the rhetoric continues from their top ranks. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Former President Barack Obama took a dig at Hispanic Americans who voted for President Trump, saying they looked past what the president said and his immigration policies because they were aligned on social issues. Obama making the remarks in an interview with the radio program The Breakfast Club.
People were surprised about a lot of Hispanic folks who voted for Trump. But there are a lot of evangelical Hispanics who, you know, the fact that Trump says racist things about Mexicans or puts detainees, undocumented workers in cages, they think that's less important than the fact that, you know, he supports their views on, you know, gay marriage or abortion.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
After his Thanksgiving video conference call with overseas military troops, President Trump held a press conference with reporters. Let's listen in on some of the comments.
A lot of things are being found in Georgia, and they are absolutely against showing. I mean, it's a sad thing. They don't want to show signatures. It can be solved if you show signatures, but you're going to find out the people that signed aren't the people that are supposed to be signing. You're going to find that the people that signed those envelopes, they didn't do the ballots, envelopes. And then somebody said maybe the envelopes were thrown out. There's tremendous fraud here. If you look at, wait just 1 second, if you look at 10 o'clock in the evening, you saw what happened. Then you had these massive dumps. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. You have Dominion, which is very, very suspect to start off with. Nobody knows the ownership. People say the votes are counted in foreign countries. No, and much worse than that, by the way, with Dominion. So, you know, Dominion is also partially based in Canada, but it's based in other countries too. And nobody knows where the votes, but you know, Canada refuses to use Dominion. Canada uses paper ballots. So think of it, they're based in Canada, and Canada refuses to use them. They're smart.
A recent spike in COVID-19 activity within the Baltimore Ravens organization has led to another major development. Star quarterback Lamar Jackson has tested positive for the coronavirus and will not play on Sunday against the Steelers. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.